This is Fresh Air. The Baltic independence movement has been called the singing revolution, but it's not just traditional music that has helped keep the culture and independent spirit alive. Rock and roll has played a part, too. My guests are two members of the Latvian-American rock group The Quags. Arnold Karklis and Vid Mednis both sing and play guitar. Though you've probably never heard of The Quags, they've had a cult following in Latvia for the past few years. In 1989 and 1990, the band toured Latvia and discovered that tapes of their Latvian rock and roll had been circulating around the country through underground channels. The Quags' music combines rock and roll, protest songs, and nationalist anthems. The Quags have a new album called One of Us. This song, Under Two Flags, weaves in a couple of Latvian nationalist songs and includes sound bites from the news coverage of the Soviet crackdown in the Baltics last January.
Soviet troops made their move for Lithuania's TV and radio station in the early hours of the morning, rolling tanks up to the doorstep, flooding the building with searchlights, and opening fire on some of those who tried to block their way.
Tanks crushed cars like flimsy toys. We saw one driver dead, trapped inside.
At least 13 people were killed in the attack, most from gunshot wounds. A man and a woman were reportedly crushed to death by oncoming tanks. When ambulances finished rushing through the capital city's darkened streets, more than 140 wounded filled the hospital wards.
Soldiers used nightsticks, smoke bombs, and at last, live ammunition.
Under two flags. Under two flags.
So what are some of the things that are going through your mind now that the Soviet Union has recognized Baltic independence? Vid, can we start with you?
Yes. Recently, I've given a lot of thought to the stories that my parents have told me about when they left. My mother, for example, left Latvia at the age of 9, spent 5 years in Germany in displaced persons camps, at which time, I think it was 1949, that they finally ended up in the United States. And the struggles that they went through coming here and speaking not so much English, just enough to get by, and knowing all the time that cultivating the heritage, the Latvian heritage, would be very, very important, and that's indeed what they gave to my generation. They raised us as Latvians. We went to the proverbial Latvian Sunday school and learned everything from history to art, literature, all the whole gamut of subjects for Latvian. And independence is wonderful. We the Quags have done a lot in the last few years to try to advocate the cause of Baltic freedom, and that's how that CD landed on your desk. And it is actually somewhat ironic that at the time of the CD release, we're able to see the changes that fall apart of the Soviet Union.
In what ways do you think Latvian traditional music has influenced the brand of rock and pop that you're playing now?
We were raised, of course, on Latvian cultural music. We learned to play Latvian instruments, the kuokla. And for myself, we participated in quite a few mini ensembles. My sisters and I used to perform at Latvian events. And we sang in the car all the time with mom and dad. That was one of the most effective means for them to convey what we are. We sang and heard lots of music and were involved in that. That was the spark, I think, that got me interested in music, period.
Vid, you brought a traditional Latvian instrument with you, one of the ones that you actually play on the new record. What's it called? It's basically like a laptop zither-like instrument.
Indeed.
What's it called? And maybe you could play a little bit of it.
The instrument is called a kuokla, and members of our family were actively involved in trying to keep this instrument and the playing in an ensemble format of this kuokla alive. This is another form of the music that our parents raised us on. We sang folk songs and played this instrument, performed quite often.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we give a listen to how this sounds in a more rock setting, because you also play this instrument on your new record.
Yes, the instrument is used in a song called City Got a New Name, and it's in the background, but it's there, and we do have a tendency to borrow from our culture and heritage in our rock music.
Let's give it a listen. This is the Quags. That city got a new name from the Quags' new CD, One of Us. We'll talk more with band members Arnold Karklis and Vid Medinis after this short break. This is Fresh Air. Two members of the Latvian-American rock band, the Quags, are my guests. I really ought to ask you what the name means. Does that have a Latvian significance or an American significance that I'm missing?
It's really a convenient translation of the name of the band in Latvian, Akacis. Akacis is an area of the swamp. You might call it a bottomless pit or a hole in the bog somewhere. And translation obviously would be a quagmire, and we simply shortened the word and pluralized it and made it quags.
You know, the historian Walter Clemens Jr. has called the independence movements in the Baltics the singing revolution, because traditional song played such an important part of it. You've been to Latvia, you know, playing with your bands, and I'm wondering if you could give us a sense of the roles that both traditional music and rock music have played in the independence movements in the Baltics.
As far as rock music goes, the group Pērkons hosted us in 1989.
Is this a rock band?
It's a rock band in Latvia, and they were one of the first bands to break out of the doldrum of what music was there in the beginning of the 80s. And they were, I guess, perhaps one of the more popular underground bands at the time. In the mid-80s, they put on a grandiose concert that ended up in some sort of, how could I call it, near rioting on the train on the way home. The young people that attended the concert got out of hand, and that was pretty much the end of Pērkons playing for quite a few years until we came back in 1989. Rock music has a definite effect on the way it helped the young people there convey the way they felt about the stagnation and the way they were treated by the communist regime.
Can one of you tell us a story of what it was like to be on stage at a concert, a concert that was a part of the independence movement during one of your Latvia performances?
Well, we closed, this is our first tour of Latvia, we closed our concert with a drawn-out rock and roll version of a folk song called Kad Pārnāks Bāliliņ, which means, When Will You Come Home, Brother? And we sort of turned it into an anti-war song. It pretty much is an anti-war song. It laments the fact that the Bāliliņš has gone far away to fight a war for some imperial power or even a local lord or some, for some reason he's away at war. And part of why we did that song in 1989 was really to sort of test our own courage and activism at the time, and it really did get a good response. And at one concert, at all concerts, in fact, there were militiamen sort of keeping the peace, so to speak. And every now and then, you'd see an army officer or two, and you never knew. You know, one ridiculous instance: the public was not allowed near the stage on the track. so to speak. They were up in the stands, a good 100 yards away from us. And we watched this incredible farce, a charade of teenagers jumping at various parts of the stadium, running around all over the track, you know, which was totally empty, and these uniformed militia guys running after them and occasionally grabbing them by the hair and, you know, either escorting them out of the place or making them go back up. So there already was this sort of defiance, cat and mouse game going on that we got to see quite a lot of.
Was it acceptable under Soviet rule to play rock music and to record rock music? What kind of controls were there?
Absolutely not. There were controls in terms of to be given the privilege to perform in public. You had to submit all of your material, all the music, all the lyrics, text, everything, to terrification committees, I think they were called. And anyone that was remotely going towards, you know, some sort of rock styles were usually condemned right from the get-go. Said, forget it, you know, this really has no place.
Were you ever arrested or threatened during a performance tour?
No, by then things had, you know, Gorbachev had really done quite a bit by then, and the independence movements had really caught fire by that time. So the circle of people that we moved around in were totally supportive of independence, and we never came upon any kind of confrontational situation with authorities or that type of thing, no.
I got to ask you, when you were both growing up, did you ever Americanize your names? I mean, Arnold, your last name has an S in it, so it's spelled Arnold's,
yeah.
Your first name.
Arnold Karklis.
And Vid, your full first name is Vidvus.
Yeah, my first name is Vidvus, and indeed I do confess there were times in high school at the beginning of, I think we called it homeroom back then, the
yes.
roll call, there would be a long pause and the teacher would simply be looking around and I would raise my hand sheepishly and say, that's me and you can call me whatever you like. It could be Vid or it could be Jake. I used my middle name, which is Jakobs, Jacob. And a lot of people found it easier to call me Jake throughout high school, and I think that kind of caught on. I'm not particularly proud of that, and in my professional life, I don't do that. There's no need to do that. But yeah, it was a source of distress for as a child.
And Arnold, did people think that the S on the end of your first name was a typo?
In terms of you know, birth certificates and social security numbers and so on, I really am Arnold. But I as well tried to switch for reasons not having to do with Latvian, you know, the fact that my name Arnold really has more to do with the fact that kids were watching Green Acres at the time and Arnold was a pig, you know. That's why I tried to change my name to my middle name of Martin, but that's, you know, irrelevant to the ethnic issue.
One last question on the very most kind of selfish level. Since several of the songs on the new album are a call for independence, is the timing of your record a bad thing or a good thing for you? This is just on the most kind of superficial, selfish level.
We have always worked on, I think, two levels. We wanted to help Latvia as far as publicizing the independence movement there, the
yeah.
freedom movement. The songs have done more than their share for that, I think. Independence was sung in protests and demonstrations this year all over, as far as Australia. On the other level, our music is itself, and we've been pursuing professional careers as musicians here in America. So we're covered in either way, but we don't feel compelled to look at it that way either.
Yeah, in many ways, those two identities are inextricable from each other. But right now, it's a great feeling to have that burden lifted off your shoulders, that you don't have to go around, you know, self-righteously, indignantly saying, you know, Soviets, get out. Now we can start working on our own careers and base that towards building a better future for all Latvians.
It was our way of being part of the movement.
Arnold Karklis and Vid Mednis are members of the Latvian-American rock band Quags. They're based in Philadelphia. Their new CD is One of Us. This is one of the band's original tunes.
Thank you.
This is Fresh Air.